Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Thursday, December. Actually, it's Friday. Sorry about that. Friday, December the 23rd. And welcome to our commentary. This is going to be our last video before Christmas. We're going to take a couple of days off, like a lot of you will probably. So I wanted to make sure that I wished everyone a very happy Christmas. And we will see you next week as we come back after the holiday. We do have, and I hope you check it out, we have a podcast that we're going to be putting up on Friday night. It will be available all Christmas weekend, and that is a special Christmas podcast with our friend Leslie Eastman, who is a contributor to Legal Insurrection, has been on our podcast many times before, one of our good friends, and she and I will be talking about Christmas and a couple of other issues in the news. She writes a great deal about the pandemic and issues of healthcare and so on. So we'll be talking a little bit about that and Title 42 and some of those other issues that are on the news that she covers on Legal Insurrection. But of course, we'll also be talking about Christmas. So tune that in. That'll be available on the podcast over at Blog Talk Radio later today or on Saturday as well. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the issues today. And I've got to begin with what just happened in the Congress. The Congress approved this spending bill. It's $1.7 trillion, whatever it is. It's a huge spending bill. And what bothers me about it, and this is not a Democrat or Republican concern here because both sides do the same thing. What bothers me is the way we do these things, where we throw everything in one bill, and then we force the senators and the congressmen to vote for the entire thing rather than one piece at a time. And I think this is how you get these bills, 4,500 pages. These bills turn into like a Christmas tree where everybody has an ornament. You know, every member of Congress, every member of the Senate has a project that he or she wants to do, so they put it in. So they basically force you to vote for the whole thing or nothing at all. I just think it's a horrible way of governing, absolutely horrible way of governing. We should not have this. If you want to build a bridge, you should have an up and down vote on that. If you want to pass a certain piece of legislation, you should have an up and down vote on that. If you want to have the military budget, you should vote on that. But all these other things that we put together in these omnibus, as they are called, it's just crazy. And I think that this is why nobody's happy with it. And we've been doing this way too long. And I think that we need to go back to a time where every single item was voted on one by one. They have the time. They can take time to do these things. But what often happens is they never get anything done because, you know, they just can't seem to agree on anything. And then they put it all together in one package and then they vote for the whole thing. So you're putting members in the situation where Republicans are voting for things that they don't like and Democrats are voting for things that they don't like because everything is together and you don't have a chance to go line by line or look at the whole thing. I think it's a horrible way to legislate. It's an absolutely horrible way of doing things. And I don't know when this is going to stop, but we do this every time. And it's frankly quite disturbing, but we keep on doing it. We keep on doing it. And so you get these, you know, gigantic bills. We have items on the bill that make absolutely no sense. but they have to be in there because if you want to get this, you got to get this. And I just don't like it at all. And I wish there was a way that we could go back to a time where every single thing was voted up or down. You want this, you put it up to a vote up or down. But stop, you know, the combination of all these items. 4,500 pages, I think it is. I don't know how many items are in 4,500 pages, but I guarantee you that very few members of the Congress and very few members of the Senate actually read every one of those items. I guarantee you they didn't. So their staffs probably did. So the staff comes to you and says, yeah, I read it and it's okay. Or I read it and it's not okay. This or this or this or that. And we end up with these horrific, absolutely horrific pieces of legislation. And look, I'm blaming both sides here. This is not a Republican, a Democrat issue, because whoever is the majority does this thing. And I just don't like it. I just don't like it. I think most Americans don't like it either. But this is how we're doing things. And I wish we wouldn't be doing things in this particular fashion. Well, today we're going to remember something very interesting. Back in 1951, the NFL title game was between the Rams and the Cleveland Browns, the LA Rams and the Cleveland Browns. And this was the title game. The Rams ended up winning the game 24-17. I guess it must have been a pretty good game. But here's the interesting thing about it. It was the first televised NFL title game in the country's history. For the first time, the National Football League televised the championship game or the title game, and again, between the Rams and the Browns. And of course, during the 1950s, the NFL continued to broadcast its finals, but it wasn't until 59, and really in the 60s, when the NFL really became a television game. And there's no doubt in my mind that it became America's pastime, that it became America's game, however you want to call it, once television took over the game, because it was a perfect game for television. Every Sunday afternoon, you got a doubleheader, people sit down, watch the game. It was perfect. It was a perfect arrangement. And the game was easy to follow on television. It's not like baseball, where you got the pitcher here, the catcher over here, the first baseman, the runner at second. With the NFL, everything was right in front of you. Everything was on your screen, and you could see the entire game. It was also, once a week on Sundays. That, of course, made it easier to market and so on. So the first NFL title game on this day in 1951 between the LA Rams, and the Cleveland Browns, the very first NFL title game. And one thing we're going to remember this weekend, you know, we have a tradition of the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree, of course, the national Christmas tree, which is the one that the president and the first lady go out and turn on the lights, and there goes the tree. Well, the very first one, and I've got an article about this coming out Saturday morning, the very first one was December 24th, 1923, when President Coolidge and the first lady turned on the switch, I guess, and the tree lit up, and that was the first national Christmas tree. There had been other Christmas trees in the White House before. I think it was President Harrison in the 1840s or 1850s who put the first tree in the White House. And there had been other presidents who had some decorations and all of that. But the first national tree happened 99 years ago on December the 24th, when President Coolidge and the First Lady turned on the switch, and there was the tree. Now, President Coolidge was an interesting story. He was the governor of Massachusetts when he was selected to be vice president in 1920. At that time, the president, or the GOP nominee, was, I can't think of his first name, but president ended up being President Harding, and William Harding, I think it was. And he became president. He was elected president in 1920 with Calvin Coolidge as the vice president. In 1923, Harding passed away and Coolidge became president. And that same year that he became president, he turned on the lights and we had our first national tree. So every time you see that celebration of the national Christmas tree, well, you can think about Calvin Coolidge, President Coolidge, back in 1923. So I'm going to close by wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas, and I hope everything works out for you the way you had planned it out. I hope that Santa Claus brings you every single thing that you put on that list. I hope you've been a good boy or girl so you get everything that Santa Claus is supposed to bring you. And I want to personally thank all of you for watching the videos and commenting on the videos. And for those of you, of course, who also read the blog, read my post over at The American Thinker, and who give me a great deal of satisfaction with your comments and your support of this video and the blog and the podcast and everything else. So Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful 24th. Have a wonderful 25th. Have a wonderful 26th. And we'll catch up next week right before the end of the year. And we'll have a chance to look back at 2022 and look ahead at 2023. Merry Christmas, everybody. Feliz Navidad, as they say. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.